At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shit. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go to HaneyUniversity.com if you are interested in getting better at golf. Well, I know you're interested in getting better at golf, or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. But you can sign up for my free instructional videos, and they go out on a weekly basis. And you can also find out information about getting a golf lesson from me, either at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona, or at The Golf Practice in Highland Park, Illinois. Those are my two locations, and I am teaching it both. And the winter is a great time to get better. It kind of makes me think about back in the day when I was coaching a lot of touring pros. And they had the winter off, and they would work hard to get better. And at the beginning of the year, they'd be ready to go to improve their game. And you know what? The winter, there's something about practicing in the winter. Well, one, you're not worried about your next round. You're not worried about your next bet you have coming up or tournament, you know, a club tournament you have coming up. You're just worried about getting better. Thinking about getting better. So I do like that aspect of coaching in the winter. So anyway, HaneyUniversity.com is where you can find out information about the golf lessons for me, and you can register for my free instructional videos that go out on a weekly basis. You can do that at Haney University too. All right, today I want to talk about one of the big rumors that's been going around, and that is Jon Rahm has been offered $600 million. This is the rumored dollar figures. Jon Rahm has been offered $600 million to join the LIV. Now, we know LIV has a few openings. We know LIV isn't going away. The public investment fund invested this money in LIV. And it's Yasser, the guy who runs the public investment fund, is a golf nut. And LIV is his baby, and he isn't going to let it go away. You know, when they first announced that the PGA Tour was going to partner up with Public Investment Fund, the LIV Tour, of course, they were quick to not say it's not the LIV tour they're partnering with. They're partnering with Public Investment Fund because they don't want to. They tried to make it look like they weren't going back on their word and partnering up with LIV, but that's what it was. It's LIV or the money behind LIV or whatever. But when they said that they were gonna do that, immediately everyone started getting all over them. So the media, the corrupt golf media, they all said, well, that's the end of LIV because the PGA Tour is going to run it. They said Jay Monahan's still going to be in charge. And who knows if he's going to be in charge of anything, by the way, because there's more rumors on that, too. But to think that somebody's going to put $1 billion or $2 billion or whatever it is Public Investment Fund was going to put in the PGA Tour, and who knows if that's ever going to happen, too. That's another story that, we're going to be talking about, I'm sure, in the coming days and weeks and months. But if somebody's going to put up that kind of money, you really think they're going to have no say-so? I mean, do you think they're just going to let old Jay Monahan, take care of everything? No. And the LIV Tour isn't going away. It's not because it's Yasser who runs the Public Investment Fund. It's his baby, and he's said it's his baby, and he said it's not going away. And if he said it's not going away, it's not going away. I don't know what the future is of the LIV Tour. As a matter of fact, I don't know what the future is of any of these tours because they're all so fragmented. I mean, the European Tour has been destroyed because anybody any good has left the European Tour or they're, going to the PGA Tour. It's like a feeder tour to the PGA Tour now. You know, PGA Tour lost a bunch of players to LIV Tour. And whether you can argue how good they are, how good they aren't, it's just the fact of the matter is that there's top players playing on the LIV Tour, however you want to define top, either at the top of their game or at the top of the world rankings. I mean, Brooks Koepka, Cameron Smith, Dustin Johnson, these are top players. But notable players, players who have won major championships, they got quite a few of those too. And there's not that many recognizable names on the PGA Tour to begin with. I mean, that's really the bottom line. So everything is fragmented. And people thought that, the Krupp Goff media was, mostly behind this, but they're like, oh, that's going to be the end of LIV. Well, that's not the end of LIV. Now, I don't know what LIV's doing or what they're going to do, but there are a few openings on LIV. They could use a couple more players. And if the PGA Tour is squirreling around trying to screw the Public Investment Fund on this investment that they want to make on the PGA Tour, they're kind of, moving the goalposts, which, they're very prone to do on the PGA Tour. If they're doing that, what's to prevent Public Investment Fund and Yasser from just saying, well, you know what? Well, we're just going to go throw another, $600 million out there. And we'll take your John Rahm, and he'd be coming with us. And, of course, John Rahm has got some ties to Mickelson. He's friends with Mickelson. He's friends with Garcia. Garcia's over there on LIV. Mickelson's brother was a coach at Arizona State. That's where John Rahm played. They share agents. I mean, there's a lot of connections with John Rahm. John Rahm said he wasn't going to go LIV. He's at a real golf tournament, 72 holes and this, that. But a lot of things have changed with John Rahm, John Rahm's got, a kid. John Rahm, I think he's got another kid coming or one in the oven. I don't know what he's got. But, I mean, he's going to have more than one child, I'm sure, before it's all said and done. And things are changing. And he also realizes, I bet John Rahm realizes this. I bet John Rahm realizes that, first off, I know John Rahm realizes that $600 million is a lot of money. I mean, I don't care, how much money you got. $600 million is a lot of money. At some level, like a lot of people on Twitter can't understand this and they don't get this. But at some level, the person who makes the most amount of money has won something. He hasn't won a shiny trophy. He hasn't won one of those trophies from the PGA Tour. But he's won something because that is some way of winning. Actors, I'm sure they want to win you know, an Academy Award. But I bet what they really would like to do is make like hundreds of millions of dollars for movies. That's what they, because they're entertainers. And on the PGA Tour or LIV Tour, you're an entertainer too. Now people just can't, they can't fathom this in their mind. They think I'm nuts when I say this, but it's the truth. And, you know, all these players say, well, I just want to win a championship. But a lot of players don't just want to win a championship. I remember when Michelle Wee was, you know, coming on the scene and people would say, well, you know what? She's doing it all wrong. She should try to win. She was playing in all these men's tournaments when she's 16 years old and stuff. And you know what? They're going, she should win at this level, then win at this level, then win at this level. That's the way she's going to be the best she could be. Well, who's to say that she's not the best there's ever been? Because I think she's probably made more money than anybody ever. You know, I mean, she made a lot of money. She made a lot of money with Nike. She made a lot of money in professional golf. And she did it a different way. And she kept score, not by how many tournament wins she had, but I guarantee you, in her mind, she kept score, in her parents' mind, for sure, she kept score with how much money she made. That's another way to keep score. But like, people can't fathom that that's a way to keep score. They want to, they think that's, that, oh, you're all wrong. And you're thinking wrong. So I tweeted out that if this rumor is true, I said, if that deal's on the table, John Rahm getting offered $600 million from LIV, then he would be totally out of his mind if he doesn't take it. And oh my God, I knew what was going to happen. That's why I did it. I just wanted to see what everybody's going to say. Oh, they just said, oh my God, they're just like, oh, it's like, how could you say something that stupid? And, you know, oh my God. You know what though? 434,000 impressions, that tweet. 434,000. 430, you know what? 434,000 impressions on Twitter when I tweeted out, if that deal's on the table and John Rahm doesn't take it, he's totally out of his mind. And I'm just retweeting that thing. So here's what some of the people say to me. Here's what the people say. You're so wrong, Mr. Haney. LIV is where careers go to die. Well, yeah, that may be true. Mickelson's died for a couple hundred million. DJ's died for a couple hundred million. Cameron Smith's died for probably $125 million. Plus, he's made another, you know, $25 million or $30 million off being out there. He goes, Rahm is on a trajectory to become perhaps one of the 5 or 10 greatest of all time. He's already won 2 majors. The 5 or 10 greatest of all time. Okay, I mean, that's great. That's phenomenal. But who's to say that if you win, you know, 10 LIV events, and he's already won, I don't know how many PGA Tour events, and he's won 2 majors, and he goes on to win 3 or 4 or 5 other majors, who's to say that he still wouldn't be looked at like that? He goes, that's worth some money. Being a 5 or 10 greatest of all time. That's what the guy says. Legacy is what true champions value. You know, that's what true champions say, but they say that after they've got all the money in the world. Matter of fact, when I talk to some true champions, they tell me I'd trade some of those trophies in for a few million right now. I can tell. That's not what they tell me. That might be what, but people have this altruistic view of things, and they're just sure that's what everybody does because that's what they say. I don't think that's the case. I really don't. Because players have it. They figured out once they win PGA Tour events, if you've won 1 or you've won 5, or if you win 10, you're Hall of Fame. John Rahm's Hall of Fame, if he goes LIV or doesn't go LIV, he's already Hall of Fame, unless they rig that too, like they've rigged the official world golf rankings. But if they don't rig that, and sooner or later they'll have to let guys in that deserve to be in, John Rahm's Hall of Fame. There's no, you know, double Hall of Fame or special Hall of Fame for top five, top 10. It's just a hypothetical. This guy is one of the top 10 of all time. Well, they'll argue that anyways. If you've won enough, it all boils down to major championships. And John Rahm isn't catching Tiger. John Rahm didn't win 82 PGA Tour events. Even if anybody ever got close to it. Everybody in their right mind knows that it's easier to win a PGA Tour event now than it was before LIV started. I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, that's just a fact. The competition's been watered down. And John Rahm's never catching Tiger Woods, you know, in 82 major PGA Tour wins. He's never catching Jack Nicklaus in 18 major champions. He's not catching Tiger Woods in major champions. It's not going to happen. It's just like, you know, he's won a couple and he'll win some more, but he's not catching those guys. So who's to say that maybe his priorities haven't changed? Maybe he's saying, you know what? If I played on the LIV Tour, and I know he didn't say this before, but he could change his mind. If maybe he says, you know what? I don't, you know, it'd be kind of nice to play. I got a kid. I got two kids. I'm going to have more kids. You know, $600 million. I love to compete. I love golf, but I'm still competing. I'm still playing. I'm still trying to win tournaments. I'm still playing in all the majors. Matter of fact, all I'm doing with these other tournaments is getting ready for the majors. And who's to say that getting ready on LIV events isn't just as good or better than getting ready on PGA Tour events? There's nothing. There's no. As a matter of fact, if you look at the statistics, it might show you that it's better to get ready on LIV. So that's all tournaments are. All tournaments are before and except for majors is just getting ready for majors. That's all they are. They're nothing else. The trophy's irrelevant. People are so convinced it means something, but it doesn't. And it they can't accept the fact that anybody could possibly think that money was important. But yet in every other sport, you know, guys want to sign this big contract and they do, you know, they make all that money. And these guys are athletes and they're entertainers and they're thinking, you know what, that football player just signed for this much. And you know what, I'm going to sign for this much. And if John Rahm has a chance to sign for that, oh, my gosh. You got to be out of your mind. So here's what another guy says. On the contrary, for someone who's already financially independent, opting for uncertainty of eligibility to the majors, he's not just going to be no uncertainty to majors. Major championships are going to have to let the best players in because they want to have the best product. They're not going to keep these guys out forever. This has just been a ploy to try to keep the PGA Tour together. And if they lose John Rahm, you know, a lot of people think that's going to be like a big, big, big deal.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So next guy. He's already made enough money for him and his family. So what if things don't change? And now he gives up majors and Ryder Cup. Oh, boy. Here we go. Now, do you honestly think somebody would turn down $600 million so that they could play in a stinking Ryder Cup? I mean, he's already played in how many Ryder Cups? And he's won in the Ryder Cup. And that memory's never going to go away. And you think somebody's going to say, God, I'm not. You know what? $600 million sounds good. But you know what? Yeah, working 19% less days sounds good. More time with my family. You know, no cuts. Don't have any of that pressure to deal with. You know, I mean, it's not just pressure. It's a pain in the ass. You fly there, you practice, you work, and then you go home after 2 days. It's just not a good system. But it's not good for the fans. You can imagine going to a basketball game and a guy goes like, 2 for 10 in the first half. He's a superstar player. LeBron James or Kawhi Leonard or whatever, pick him. I don't know. You know, it's Stephon Curry. And the guy goes 2 for 10 in the first half. So, he's not going to play in the second half. I know you fans are hoping he's going to play, and he paid money to come watch him play, but he shot bad in the first half, so he's not going to play in the second half. That's kind of what it's like. He's not going to miss the majors, and he's not. And the Ryder Cup, I people just cannot grasp this. They cannot grasp this, that there is a dollar figure that makes the Ryder Cup something that they don't even worry about. I mean, Henrik Stenson blew off being the captain of the Ryder Cup so that he could take that guaranteed money. Lee Westwood is a Ryder Cup diehard, and he gave up the Ryder Cup and the captaincy so he could take the money. Ian Poulter, no, he's built his whole career on the Ryder Cup, and he gave up the Ryder Cup so he could take the money. People just can't fathom it, but it's a fact. It's a fact. Here's the next guy. How much is enough? Same thing. It's all about, it's all about money. Maybe he's comfortable making $50 million a year, and that'll increase over time. And just people saying like, hell, he's got more money than he knows. A lot of people have more money. Like baseball players that have more money than they're ever going to need. Doesn't mean they're not going to sign another contract. They're trying to make more. And that is a way to show that you have won the game. If you receive the biggest contract that's ever been issued, how can you look at that person and not say that guy is a superstar? He's the highest paid player ever. That doesn't mean anything? No, that means nothing. It just all has to do with how, this is how people think. This is all has to do with how many Ryder Cups you played in. People could, like, you couldn't recite anybody's Ryder Cup record if you had to. How many PGA Tour events did he win? What difference does it make? He's in the Hall of Fame, and he signed the biggest contract ever. Like, I'm telling you, if he got that money and he didn't take it, oh, my God. That'd be the craziest thing I've ever seen. It'd just be absolute crazy, everything. But here's what people say to me. Hank, not everything is about money. Oh, you're kidding. I love when people say, like that's not, Okay, well then, wherever it is you're working right now, there's a good chance you're working there because they pay more money than any other place you could work. Is that not the case? I mean, if you're working at a job, you're working there because they pay more money than anybody else will pay you to do the same job. That's why you work at that company. If you own your own company, you're trying to own your own company because you're trying to make as much money as you can. One of the reasons people own their own company is because they know if they work for somebody, they're capped out with how much they can make. Even if they end up running that company, they're capped out. But if it's your own company, it's all on you. Whatever you turn this into, that's what you get out of it. And people like that. But all of a sudden in sports, people are supposed to say, well, you've made X amount of money, so you should just be playing for trophies and Ryder Cups. Guys, I hate to tell you, that's not how these guys think. Have you seen, like, how much fun those guys have playing on the LIV tour? You're right. It's not all about the money. They're also having more fun because I've never seen guys so happy playing golf as I see on the LIV tour. They go to these parties and they're happy. They can wear whatever they want. They got shorts on out there playing. They got music on the golf course. They're only playing three rounds. The pro-ams are, everything's easier. And, but people just cannot grasp that. If that kind of money is on the table, you got to be out of your mind not to take that. That's my opinion. You know what? You listen to this podcast for my opinion. I just tell you I don't know if that offer's real. Like, I don't believe a lot of this stuff, see? Because here's what happens. The corrupt golf media, and they are corrupt. They are bad. Okay. And when the whole LIV thing started, the Krupp Golf Media was just all over everything for the PGA Tour. And they are writing this and writing that, and half the stuff they're, you know, a lot of the stuff they're making up. Okay. And this is going to happen and that's going to happen. They're using all these fear tactics and everything else. And, you know, you're never going to be able to play in this, never going to play in that. They missed a check. They didn't pay you. You know, they just whatever they can make. They're just making shit up all over the place. Okay. And then what happened is there's a bunch of people on Twitter that are like pro-LIV. Now, I don't know who these guys are. I don't know. I know a couple of them, but other than this, I don't know who all these guys are on Twitter. They got these handles, you know, they're LIV this, LIV this, LIV that. You know, I don't think they work for LIV. Maybe they do work for LIV. I don't know who they work for. But, you know, people call them shrills, you know, LIV shrills. Well, they start throwing out stuff. Like when they started throwing out that deal about how they're going to sell all the teams. And I think that was part of their plan. It hasn't come to fruition, but that was part of LIV's plan. They're going to sell these teams. And people said, Adidas is going to buy one for $1 billion. Nike's going to buy one. That was all made up. There was none of that. I know for a fact that was made up because guys sent me messages and said they made it up. Ah, you know, they're lying. So I just threw that out there. And, but people, you know, some people started, I never believed that for some, like, where are all these spots? Like LIV, and this is going to happen. That's going to happen. People said, all the sponsors are coming. Really? Well, where are they? Because I ain't got any of them. Yeah, you know, they still don't have a TV deal. They you know, that's worth a darn. I don't see any sponsors. They're drawing good. They're running good tournaments. The TV broadcasts I like, but some people don't like them, but I like them. I like to watch a lot of golf, and you get to see a lot of golf. I like the announcers. I like the what they're doing. I like all that. But, you know, where are their sponsors? When are they going to get some sponsors? Where are the they were never there wasn't nobody ever buying no team. Now they may sell those teams, but they ain't selling them for no $1 billion. Okay, that ain't gonna happen. There's no star power. There's no star power in golf. There's one star in golf. Right? Like, there's one star. I mean, if you want to say John Rahm's a star, if you want to say Scottie Scheffler's a star, if you want to say Cam Smith's a star, if you want to say Rory McIlroy's a star, I mean, it's one star. I mean, that's Tiger Woods. He's 48 years old. You know, that's it. I mean, these other guys aren't. They can't carry the load. So, even if you think they can, well, how long is your list? It's not a long list. You know, you get down to 10, 15, 20 players deep, and you people couldn't pick them out of a lineup. They couldn't. So I don't know if any of this stuff is true. I don't believe, like, hey, why would they give him $600 million? Like, why would they do that? Like, I didn't say I thought that's going to happen. I didn't say I think that's going to happen. I didn't say they're going to do that. I said, why would they do that? Well, I'll tell you one reason they'd do that is because they're going to forge forward with their LIV, and the tour has pissed them off, and they're saying, screw you. We'll throw in another billion, and we're going to get Rahm, and we're going to get Cantley, and we're going to get Shoffley, because they're all pissed off at you guys, and everybody knows it. And we're going to get all these guys, and now, you know, what do you got left? And they ain't got much. That's what they got. That's what they got. Now, you know, you divide a lot of nothing by two, and you know, each side doesn't have much. But if you're the big bad PGA and you got all these guys, and they start and they nab two or three more, and the big fish they want is Rahm. See, they know they ain't getting Rory because Rory's bought by the PGA Tour. They bought Rory. He's never going anywhere, and he's so anti-LIV. It's crazy, so he ain't going anywhere. Tiger's, you know, can't play. You know, thinks he can play a tournament a month, but he, you know, who knows if that's going to happen? So he's not happening. You know, Scheffler, you know, isn't going anywhere. So who you know, Rahm's the one. You know, because you know why Rahm's the one? Because Rahm doesn't like all those guys planning everything out. He doesn't like Rory and Tiger and everybody planning things out and not including him in any discussions, because he thinks he's a pretty big deal, and you know what, he is a pretty big deal. He's not a big fan of those guys. So he's the one they know they could, like, if we could get him, he would put a hurt, and you know, he says he's not available, but he may be available. Who knows if he is, but man alive, $600 million. And people think that people think he should go for the trophy. Try to get some more trophies and get your hands on some more Ryder Cups. I mean, they think I'm absolutely out of my mind. He's already wealthy. People say, well, no, there are a lot of guys that are wealthy. I mean, and most of them sign the biggest contracts they can get. I mean, every one of these guys is wealthy. Every one of these professional athletes, you know, I mean, the football players, the quarterbacks, the basketball, they're all wealthy. Now, what doesn't prevent them from signing? If you think that, you know, these guys are just trying to win trophies, you have your head in the sand, and you just do. And you know what? They're going to win a trophy. They win a trophy when they win the LIV. And then when they win the LIV, they get to like shake the champagne and squirt it all over everybody. And they get a, you know, that's a, like a, they have Formula One. They get a big kick out of that. You know, that's a big deal. I'd rather win this trophy, because it's, when I win this trophy, I get to stand up on a stage and I get to squirt my champagne all over everybody. And I win, you know, the $4 million or something. When I win a trophy over at that other place, I win $1.5 million. You know, it's not all about the money, but it's got something to do with it. There's four tournaments that aren't all about the money. I've been over this a million times. There's four tournaments that aren't all about the money, and those are the four majors. And when you win one of those majors, you know what happens to you? You make a lot more money. And players have always wanted to win a major because they know what it will do for their endorsements for the rest of their career if they can say they're a major champion. And don't think they don't think like that, because that is how they think. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. These are my opinions. That's what you're listening to, my opinions, and that's what you tuned in for. So you got them. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. Go to voodoopainrelief.com if you need some voodoo pain relief cream. If you've got the aches and pains, it will help you. Arthritis pain, it is the best product. Joint pain, TMJ, anybody, you know anybody that's got TMJ, terrible jaw problem, and the voodoo pain relief cream will help them tremendously. So voodoopainrelief.com. And we will talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.